system.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is it murder if a mom withholds cancer treatment from her child? Now, we've covered these stories over the years on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but, you know, more horrific attacks from government-sanctioned medicine, the government itself, on parents who simply observe their children ill with some serious diseases, and somehow they have the audacity to reject government-sanctioned modern medicine, the state religion, for the care of their children, which is not careful at all. Because, in fact, the truth of the matter is many of these oncology treatments, chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, often too drastic to survive and kill the patient before the cancer does as well. And so you have stories like this happening. It's not isolated, although we're hearing it, including the story of the woman, Godboldo, who was protecting her child as well from the attack of Child Protective Services, calling in the SWAT teams, calling in the police to basically force the child onto medication for which there was no deficiency. And the issue only came about after catching her up, as they say, on her vaccination schedule because the girl was homeschooled up until she was 13. Question remains, do you own your children? Do you own your children, at least until the age of majority? And how is it that the federal government, much less the state agencies and state governments, can claim ownership of your children simply for not wanting to poison them to death with chemotherapy, for instance? Now, this is the story of Kristen Labrie, a Massachusetts mother, and she chose to basically disregard what's called the prescribed chemotherapy regimen. And also the reason why you've got to think two times, three times, 10 times before you bring your child to the pediatrician or the pediatric oncologist, because once they're in that system, and if you're not intending to use their treatments, you do not want to get their diagnosis, because that's going to alert the authorities, and immediately you're going to be under the auspices of so-called Child Protective Services, which are really protecting the interests of the state, and not even technically the interests of the state, but the interests of the pharmaceutical industrial complex that has purchased the state. And so Labrie learned that her son had a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. This was back in October 2006 when he was 7. He already was dealing with autism. So we already know he already had horrific gut disease, gut dysbiosis, constipation, other things that could precipitate any form of a lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's or otherwise, due to the toxins in the system. How many times was he on antibiotics already? And she watched him suffer from these toxic drugs. So she decided, I'm not going to see my child waste away and die from the drugs. And she just pulled them. And, of course, I think that was a humane thing to do, a defensible, completely defensible thing to do. But now, charged with murder. And then she's also convicted of assault and battery on a disabled person with injury. Her son! She was not assaulting her son! The doctors were assaulting her son! Reckless endangerment by aspirin. These doctors are reckless endangerment by definition. Come on. Death by modern medicine. Have you read it yet? How can you claim the high ground with 784,000 Americans dying every year? The properly prescribed, administered, utilized, ingested drugs and other things approved by the Fear and Death Administration. That is the unconscionable place we find ourselves in as the government tries to assault the families who simply have withdrawn from the medical industrial establishment. And that is why we're here at the Nullification Tour in Austin, Texas, nullifynow.com. If you haven't checked it out, Robert Scott Bell Show rocking on for health, freedom, and liberty. We got lots of things happen. You'll hear a lot of ambient sound this hour, as you did last. It's only because we are happening and recording live at the event in Austin, Texas. Great things happening. And also why the concept of nullification is so darn important to understand. It doesn't happen just on a federal or state level, but it should happen on a personal and interpersonal level. when you recognize that people are abusing their authority, are threatening your children, damaging your children, even in the name of medicine or the name of the state, you got to think carefully about whether you want to subject your children to such damaging and dangerous options that the state says are your only options. When you, listening to this show for years, know that your only options, let me say, your only good options are the ones the state doesn't sanction, that the FDA does not approve. And the learning experience is sometimes very difficult, as it was for me for so many years, how harsh it was to grow up under a pharmaceutical environment where all of my allergies were met with drugs, where the shots, the surgery, were the normal kind of response to any kind of ailment or symptom. And that, of course, is, you know, it's changed in my family. And since that point, changed in many families who now question, what is the role of government in our lives? And why aren't we asking that? Instead, we just assume that they know better? They don't know better. They can't care for themselves. And some of these doctors in the oncological field, quite honestly, when they're confronted with cancer themselves or confronted with cancer for their family members, they don't do what they do for you. They call me or they call other holistic doctors that I've had on this show for help because they know the brutality of the treatments that they're prescribing, the only sanctioned treatment supposedly allowed. So I continue to urge you to ask the question, who owns your kids and why is it the state imposes its will on you for the benefit? No, for the detriment of your children. And that's a question that I've answered many times in the show, but I continue to have you ask it so that you'll do the homework and research it the way I have to find out so that we can genuinely protect our children and that they'll grow up to protect theirs appropriately and we'll not turn them over to be wards of the state just by virtue of getting married with a license, much less a birth certificate. These are issues that in the past, you have a baby, you'd record that baby's birth in the family Bible. So why is it that the state needs to make it official that they're alive? You see them breathing? I do. I know they're alive. I don't need their approval. Do you? Well, it seems to me we have become so wussified in America that we don't exist unless the government says we do. Doesn't that kind of sound like nonsense? It sounds like nonsense to me. But that's not what we deal with here, although we'll point out the nonsense and absurdities as well, of course. And one of those absurdities that just popped up, by the way, it's got to crank up loud here because Tom Woods just finished his talk at Nullify Now here, and he's a rock star in this arena. Love him dearly. We had him on last hour, and so you can hear a lot of ambient here, but this is a lot of fun. But one of the absurdities just popping up onto the wires here comes off MSNBC, and it's on Diet Nutrition. It says this, diet soda doesn't raise diabetes risk. That's according to a new study. Sugary drinks have a stronger link than artificially sweetened beverages. Now, this should not be any real surprise, because remember, it is the pancreatic stress. The stress on insulin, the actual sugars that can be measured that are forcing the body to find ways to deal with it that are causing the depletion and also the insulin resistance that we talk about. But the depletion of chromium, the GTF chromium molecule we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that helps to carry the sugars appropriately in and out of the cells, in and out of the fat and as such for energy utilization by the body. So now that they're saying diet soda doesn't raise diabetes risk, don't think that's suddenly an invitation to everybody. Drink diet drinks. No, because there's a lot of other problems that are as bad or worse than diet soda. When aspartame, a.k.a. NutraSweet, a.k.a. NutraPoison or AminoSweet, breaks down at 86 degrees Fahrenheit and formaldehyde, formic acid, the Etzing poison is formic acid, and, of course, we have DKP and one other ingredient. Let me think if I can remember it. Methanol! That's right, methanol, wood alcohol. That's really an improvement over diabetes. Of course, you know, that's a detrimental because it's a cumulative poison and can create optic nerve damage and blindness. But the DKP, also known for forming astrocytomas or brain tumors. And so when I see a headline like this, oh, yeah, drink diet soda, it's not going to cause diabetes. Yeah, all right, trade diabetes for brain tumors. Come on, man. You know, why not? Yeah, I was on Jerry Doyle this week. We were talking about this earlier in the week. I don't know if you caught the show, but and welcome if you are. Jerry Doyle fan. Love him. He's great. We talked about sugar. They now admit this Robert Lustig, scientist, went on an hour-and-a-half lecture from a couple of years ago. It's gaining hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube. And he's basically calling sugar what I've called it for years in not so many words, the crack cocaine of the digestible food industry. Because you take sugars that normally contain loads of trace elements, including chromium, and you rob them of the trace minerals and the chromium, and you're going to basically precipitate not only diabetes but obesity. And so this whole context of switching over to diet sodas, no great shake because you're going to create other neurological conditions in addition to the fact that you're not even addressing the underlying GTF chromium molecule deficiency. which is why if you haven't done so already, call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And he's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Get that GTF chromium in you. If you take 100 micrograms three times a day, you're going to be I'm seeing this time and again. You're reversing diabetes, sometimes in as short as days, weeks, and at the longest outset, months, depending on severity. Now, for those of you who are dependent on drugs or even insulin, when you start utilizing GTF chromium, you will alter your need for those drugs. So pay very careful and close attention to those needs, because a lot of times the drugs are going to be doing way more than you need them to do once you have the chromium back in your system. But that's a good problem to have, isn't it? Oh, my gosh, I've got to lower the drugs. So, again, Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. This power to heal is yours. You just got to know who to call, who to access, how to take it, the stuff that the government doesn't want you to know because they like dependent drug restricted citizens. They're very profitable for big government. They're very profitable for big pharma, and they keep big media rolling because then people can't see through their lies when they tell you that, yes, diabetes is not curable unless you spend hundreds of millions, hundreds of billions of taxpayer funds on research down a rat hole of waste like chromium picolinate, which is, you know, the picolinic acid bound to the chromium molecule, the waste product of cellular metabolism that is very inefficient. So then they can allow that because the U.S. government patents it and says, okay, you can take chromium picolinate. We can't tell you it's a cure for diabetes because it is not, and it will have minimal benefit, albeit some, but minimal, compared to the glucose tolerance factor, truly whole food brand of chromium. Not the fake stuff, but the real stuff that is made from food because it is food. We got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back. In fact, we're going to go to Deborah Medina next, right here in Austin, Texas.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We're back and we're rocking the health world at Nullify Now, Austin, and everybody's in there listening to Kevin Gutzman right now, so it's quiet out here, but I've tracked somebody down I've been wanting to interview for a while, since the old campaign season from a while back here in Texas, where they had a big gubernatorial race, and I was supporting from afar here. Her name is Deborah Medina, and we got her here in person at Nullify Now, the 10th Amendment Center, right here in Austin, Texas. Deborah Medina, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great to be with you this afternoon.
Well, I'm glad you had a very well-received presentation just moments ago, and you were talking a lot about specific states' rights issues as it impacts Texas. Here we may have to, we've got a wider audience around the world and the rest of the United States as well. You know, the context or concept of nullification, is that catching on within the legislature here in Texas as an example? Is it a buzzword, or is it something that's still a lip service word, or is it completely unknown? What's your sense of what's evolving here?
We really saw a big buzz with nullification state sovereignty in the 2009 legislative session. People were really excited, and there was lots of grassroots effort to try to get this resolution through our legislature, and I was trying to go time out, because the bill didn't have any teeth in it, and it was one of those things that the political establishment used, I think, to try to harness the energy.
But when you say it has no teeth in it, what do you mean? Like, was it like a resolution, we like the 10th Amendment, but we're not going to do anything about it?
It had, in my view, I analogized it to a resolution that said it's hot in Texas in August.
Okay, I got you. That makes a lot of sense, right? We definitely need to pass one of those.
Yeah, states are sovereign, but so what?
What are you going to do about it?
So this session, we have a bill that's a lot stronger, and it says if you come into Texas and you attempt federal agent to enforce some unconstitutional federal, say, health care provision, we will lock you up. You are not welcome. This is not a constitutional law, and therefore it is null and void in the state of Texas. It will have no effect here. And if
that seems to be much more clear in language right there.
It's a great bill.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the author of the bill, when questioned in committee as he was laying out the bill, one of his fellow legislators said, well, if when the federal courts continue to take up the federal health care provisions, if we find that the U.S. Supreme Court ultimately decides that the federal health care laws are in fact constitutional, what will be the effect of our bill here in Texas? What will that do? What will this state nullification bill do? And the author of the bill said, well, my bill would then go the way of all other bad legislation and it would die a quiet death.
Wait a second. Let me get this right, Deborah. So this bill says 10th Amendment, nullification, state sovereignty, but if the federal government finds in its own best interest that the Supreme Court says, well, the Obamacare, for lack of a better way to say it, is constitutional, then our ability to nullify it is wrong because the Supreme Court has said it's constitutional, even though it's obviously not.
That's what the author said.
Excuse me, how did he become the author of this thing?
That's a very good question.
Okay, thank you. I asked the good questions here. You got the good answers?
Clearly, we need to continue to educate. We need to educate one another. I say often iron sharpens iron, and that's one of the best things about an Nullify Now event. I think we see these sorts of things happening all around the country, and it is important for us to come together. The founders understood, and we've got a little provision in the First Amendment that we don't talk about very often, the need for a free assembly. Talk about freedom of religion and press and speech. We don't talk often about assembly.
Yeah.
Why? They understood that there was wisdom in the minds of men. When men and women come together and they discuss the issues that they are facing, we will find then and only then the wisest, best course for us to take as a public society. And so it's important that we come together, we talk about these issues, and even those guys that kind of have picked up on the buzzwords maybe don't quite understand the concept yet. And I think that's what we saw here.
We need to get the basis behind these things. I agree. And that's what the Nullify Now group is all about. That's why Kevin Gutzman is rocking and rolling there. Tom Woods, author of Nullification here. Many others have been discussing this, getting the word out. And these things will be out on YouTube for those that couldn't attend in Austin here. Deborah, I got to ask you, you know, I was fascinated by your run for governor in Texas.
I was fascinated.
You were too,
by
I'm sure. But the question is, in retrospect here, what can you say, what did you learn from it? I mean, you know, things that you would do differently, whatever. I mean, you came in just amazing, the things you were able to say. But at the same time, they were really undercutting things that you said in ways that I don't think would be as efficient or effective had you known fully what you were getting into, perhaps.
Well, I think that one thing that our race demonstrated, I hope we served as a testimony, is that one person can make a difference. One person can get in, one political unknown who's passionate, who cares about what's going on in their country can have an effect. And I hope that this campaign and those who supported it served as an encouragement to like-minded individuals around the country. Maybe your race isn't for governor of your state. Maybe it's for your local city council or board of directors. Maybe it's for county government, or maybe it's for a position on your school board. But if we're going to preserve a free and prosperous society, it requires a vigilant populace. And Deborah Medina stepping in against the two political giants that she did, I hope, because we were effective in changing the dialogue in that race, because we managed to garner nearly 20% of the vote, it wasn't the outcome we wanted. But I do believe it demonstrated that we can have an effect and an impact, and it has really changed the dialogue and the discourse here in the state of Texas.
Well, I think the impact is being felt around the nation, because we're seeing other races of all kinds, from a local level to state level positions, and even national or federal level. Right now, you know, I've interviewed a couple of times here Phil Moffitt. He's running for governor of Kentucky, and on a platform of nullification, of FDA nullification, of food freedom, of farm freedom, of hemp freedom. That was unheard of. And he's running as a Republican. The Democrats and the Republican establishment don't know what to do with him.
I wish we could get the hemp here before he gets it in Kentucky, but he may be a step ahead of us.
Well, I think, even your running was something that really awakened a possibility, as well as these messages, however outside of what they'd like to think are the political mainstream, are resonating. And I think that should you decide to run again, I don't know what your plans are in the future, you probably will get a lot more traction. Perhaps you won't be marginalized in the way they were able to attempt or to succeed with some of the populace that couldn't see through some of these things. But I'm seeing a lot of positive things occurring. In fact, I just interviewed Governor Ventura. You know, of course, he was radical before there was radical. Who knew? You know, and he's out there talking the message in a really fun way and waking people up as well. So do you have any thoughts of coming in, or have you found a voice in a different way to be politically active now?
I think the challenge for all of us that are concerned about our country and fighting for freedom has to be not which political office I'm going to run for, but given the field that I'm on today, how do I best affect the advancement of freedom and prosperity? And 2 years ago in the 2010 campaign, it was from the position perhaps of governor, you know, where will be the best place to do battle from in 2012 and 2014 is something that we're constantly looking at. But my goal has always been limited, effective constitutional government, and that's what we're going to keep working for.
Deborah Medina, I'm grateful that you'd stop by here at the Nullify Now Conference in Austin, Texas. Where can we learn more?
WeTexans.com. We'd love to have people. We do have supporters from around the country and around the world. It's always awesome to get notes from other countries. But visit us at WeTexans.com. We take up the issues of property ownership and state sovereignty there. And so that speaks to people from all areas of the country.
All right. Thanks for helping me rock the health world. We'll be back with more powerful healing and surprise guests after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body.
Lose weight.
It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
We're back, and we're definitely rocking the health world here at Nullify Now, Austin. And that was great with Deborah Medina. Very cool. You never know who you can run to. Again, surprising me all. Right now, surprised me with a Facebook friend, a listener, a longtime listener of Robert Scott Bell. He's known as T. Wood, if I could say it that right. And T. Wood, you coming in with some healing stories. You got some healing game. What happened in your situation?
Robert, I, about 7 years ago, came down with symptoms that were unexplainable, and make a long story short, I went through the regular allopathic system, and everything from neurologist to urologist to, you know, your family doctors, MRIs, all these scans, and had doctors putting me on just about every type of medicine that you could imagine. But I knew that, that they were just it wasn't helping. It was just masking symptoms. And I knew enough about natural health. You happened to be on a radio program on a small station up in our area in Central Texas.
How long ago was this?
That was probably 7 or 8 years ago.
Wow. In my my young radio years.
Yeah.
And you were listening to this crazy radio guy? What's that all about?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I thought, here I am, you know, and I'm getting worse every day. And they're telling me, here's another headache pill. Here's another antidepressant, you know. Here's another, let's go do another MRI. And it just kept going on and on. I started hearing your program. I started hearing that there were alternatives out there. It opened up a whole new world for me.
So the First Amendment didn't harm you.
Yeah, I mean, thank goodness for the First Amendment, right? Or what we got left of it anyways. But, you know, where I am today is I guess everyone takes their own road. But your show, like I say, was one of the first shows and my introduction to alternative medicine. And that show has opened me to chiropractors now that practice muscle testing with and using the standard process supplements. Brought me to a lady here in Austin that practices muscle testing using the O-ring testing and using Premier Research.
I mean, these are radical things that you would have never known about, honestly.
No,
absolutely.
No, and, you know, most people that you still talk to still think, you know, that those things are crazy.
But here you are standing up. You're looking great compared to where you said you were. Living testament, if you will. Living example that if you moved more toward a holistic lifestyle, detoxification, supplementation, energetics, homeopathy, all these things do make a difference. It's not just something the government says, well, you can't do that. It's not approved. It won't work. It did work. Look at you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that, Robert. I mean, it has been a long journey. Like I say, it's been 7 years, but I knew the allopathic medicine was not going to work for me. And like I was telling you earlier, I've been on the raw food diet. I'm looking at the macrobiotic diet now. I'm still on my journey, but you're right. There was days that I could not get out of bed, that I could not go to work, that I could just not function. Weekends, you know, Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, I would stay at home by myself all weekend because just there was no energy, just sickness, nausea, and so on. And so,
Have you had like friends and family members look at you and go, well, what did you do? I'd like to learn more now because of what you've done.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I have coworkers too. Now I have one coworker in particular, that was totally turned off to anything natural.
Yeah.
And today she gives her family colloidal silver after she saw what it did to me.
Yeah.
She's picked up the Hallelujah diet.
Nice.
She's taking it. I mean, it does go viral.
You know, this is why we do this. This is why I do this. And I'm so grateful that you would run in and say hello and tell me a little bit about your story so we could share it. Because these healing stories, I call these hometown healing stories, right? We're in the hometown Austin, Texas for Nullify Now. And T. Wood, if you want to see him, he's one of my Facebook friends. And this, the social networks are doing good work here to let loose on this message of health, freedom, and liberty. And, of course, you're a shining example of it, T. Wood. Thank you for stopping by.
Well, thank you, Robert, and God bless you.
All right, you as well. Robert Scott Bell Show rocking on. More surprise guests after this break. Coming back with more powerful healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow.
guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back, and it's wow, this is going so fast. The fastest 2 hours of healing every week here on GCN. Don't forget the daily show on Natural News. And right now, the star of the show, in my mind, he's a star. His name is Michael Bolden. He is the head of the 10th Amendment Center, creating quite a stir nationwide. This humble little lovable guy here. Michael, man, thanks for having me back. I can't believe you asked me back to do this.
I can't do the show without you, Robert.
God, this has been a smashing success here. I mean, the buzz, the people are happy. They're learning about things that are empowering to them. I mean, did you envision that this would be happening? This is how many of these Nullify Nows are we in now?
I can't really count them out, but we started last September in Fort Worth, Texas. And we've gone through Texas and Ohio and New Hampshire and various places around the country. And what I'm noticing is that even though the crowd sizes are about the same between 200, 300, 400 people, the excitement and the energy about the message is getting better. And the topics covered are broader and broader. We're not just talking about stopping Obamacare mandates in the states. We're talking about stopping the TSA from groping and scanning us. We're talking about stopping National Guard troops from being sent overseas in unconstitutional wars. We're talking about natural health and freedom to make our own decisions about healing, and it goes on and on. It covers every topic possible.
How cool was it that Mike Adams, the health ranger, dropped by as a surprise guest?
You know, doing this for a while, I tend to get used to seeing big-name people, but all right, so I'm a fanboy of Mike Adams, and I thought that was really, really awesome. So,
you know, and he was really well-received. It's like not a lot of people were all exposed to the message. You know, I try to bring a lot of health freedom into this concept of nullification and such, but I thought it was totally cool, and the questions people were asking, man, there was such a level of interest in this.
One thing that I thought was really interesting is Mike at one point asked the crowd, you know, how many people here know about the raw milk issue going on here? And half the crowd raised their hands. And I looked over to my girlfriend and I said, wow, I wasn't expecting that. But then talking with Mike after the show, it just hit me that early last year we ran an article that Mike wrote for Natural News. We reposted it over at 10thAmendmentCenter.com called "The Raw Milk and the Constitution." And then we didn't really do anything with it. We just posted on the site, and it was the top read article on 10thAmendmentCenter.com for the entire year last year. So that tells me that 10thers are interested in localism regarding their agriculture, and they're sick of the FDA telling them, hey, you've got to pasteurize your milk.
Yeah, and who knew? Because, you know, we're coming out for many, many, let's say, aspects of the 10th Amendment and nullification. It could appeal to the far left, the far right, and everything in between. Although, most recently, prior to this event, we saw the MSNBC Rachel Maddow attack, disingenuously, I might add, the movement, because completely ignored some of the aspects of when we talk about hemp freedom or even legalizing, what do they call the marijuana laws, however you want to talk about it. And, you know, there's so many aspects to this, but the bottom line, we should all be coming together to recognize the federal government does not know what it's doing when it comes to local or even state issues. And in many cases, even if they're trying to do the right thing, right, they're pretending they're do-gooders. They're actually getting in the way of the things we know to do at a state and local level.
While people from the left and the right may not necessarily agree with each other on how to do everything, the key is for them to have their battles in their communities, in their states, in their towns, and not on a national level. And what people like Maddow and people on the right like Hannity and others, it doesn't matter where they are in the mainstream, but they all do it. They want us to think that it's left versus right, right versus left, conservative versus liberal, and we're all supposed to hate each other. But meanwhile, they and their buddies keep getting more and more power and more money, and it's at the expense of our freedom. And as long as we continue to, you know, allow them to direct us into being into that box of one side versus the other, we're in a lot of trouble. And events like this show that people can come together about various issues that maybe people didn't agree with.
One of the things I see the most profound here at this event in Austin was the age what would I call the age groups present?
Age discrepancies or variance?
It was incredible. The span from the high school. I saw a 13-year-old girl, a dad with his 13-year-old girl. Awesome. She was into it. She was beaming. She says, thank you for coming to speak. I love your talk. And then I saw 80-somethings, octogenarians here, talking about freedom, liberty, and really engaged and understood what this was all about. So this is spanning the whole issue of what we call the generation gap. Here I don't see the gap.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what age you are, where you're from, where you live in the country, what your political viewpoints may be. You can all come together. You know, and I often say when I do mainstream media interviews that a gay marriage advocate in Maine and a gun rights advocate in Montana, while they disagree possibly on the same issue, on those particular issues, they're actually allies. They're allies because they believe that those issues should be taken care of where it belongs, at home in their states.
Yep. Well, we gotta go. If you got a couple of more minutes, I got to ask you about the next event, because that's a big one in Los Angeles coming up. All right. We got the rock and roll of the Robert Scott Bell Show live at nullifynow.com here in Austin, Texas. We got a little bit more to do here to remind you that the power to heal is yours, and we will do so after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics
affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at chachingwisdom.com. That's chachingwisdom.com. Chachingwisdom.com.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Final segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Rocking the Health World live from NullifyNow.com, Austin, Texas. The next one coming up, though, Michael Bolden. Los Angeles. Is it Battle LA? Are we going to have Michelle Rodriguez? What's going to happen there?
I don't even know where to go with that. Battle LA, May 28th, downtown Los Angeles. This is the penthouse suite of a high rise. I was a club promoter for many years, so marketing events has always been my kind of thing, but I thought I'd kind of tie in. At least our team thought it was a good idea to tie in some entertainment value. So we're going to have some amazing speakers, Scott Horton, Tom Woods, Anthony Gregory, who's with Campaign for Liberty and a number of other organizations. We're going to talk about a wide range of stuff, focus a lot on some things that are going to appeal to Californians, and they're going to be very surprised at how much they like this. But we're also going to have throughout the evening, it's a late afternoon and on through the late evening, we have a lot of entertainment and some music and things like that. That's our hometown, so we'd like to, you know, have a nice, stylish, fun event.
So tickets are still available at NullifyNow.com?
NullifyNow.com/LA is the best place to go.
Okay, yeah, I see it up there. I have it linked as well on my blog, and I encourage everybody in the on the West Coast, get there from wherever you can. Even if you're on the East Coast, this will be a life-changing, empowering event. And we talk about healing of a political nature here. I mean, really it is. It is a peaceful revolution. It is simply taking the power back that always belonged with the people in the states. It's not stealing anything that doesn't already belong to us, which means it's not stealing.
That's right. You know, the peace president keeps bombing. The drug war rages on. The TSA keeps groping us and scanning us. And people are asking, what do we do about it? Do we wait for the politicians to fix it for us? Well, no, we, the people, need to start fixing it for ourselves in our own communities.
Michael Bolden, I am so grateful for you and the whole crew, Bryce and everybody at the 10th Amendment Center. You're making a positive, powerful change, and you're bringing great joy to the movement as well. A lot of laughter and a lot of smiles here, and that's always great. Opens the heart.
It's about building a community of people who love liberty and who want to work together to make something real happen in the future.
I love it. I love it. Michael Bolden, we'll be talking more to you and all your brethren, as we all are family here to do this, and look forward to another successful event in L.A.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for being here, Robert.
All right, that's Michael Bolden. We got lots more doing here. Actually, not lots more, a few more minutes here. I've got to wrap up, and I was going to talk. Michael mentioned the groping of the TSA. Oh, boy, do I know that personally now. I told you I was going to let you know about my experience. I was up in Minneapolis and before I was heading to the Austin event, and they selected me to go through the backscatter x-ray device. And, you know, as I opted out, and I'm thinking, oh, man, I knew this was going to happen, but I also knew that I needed to have it happen so I can experience it and communicate to you what this is all about, my perspective on it. And I, you know, I asked the TSA agent, and I said, you know, one of the ladies, they're standing right next to the machine as it's going on. I said, are you wearing your X-ray detection device? In other words, one of those little strips that you see that X-ray techs and radiologists wear to detect how much radiation you're being exposed to. And she says, oh, no, it's not really X-rays. Okay, first thing, okay, what am I going to say to that? And then she says something more incredulous, this TSA agent. Oh, well, you got to die of something. Okay, where am I going to go with that? Somebody comes to me for healing, and I say, okay, I think you should eat organic food. You should reduce your exposure to toxins from food, water, and air. You should detoxify. You should take selenium. You should do some homeopathics. And then they say, well, that's too much work. Don't you just have a magic pill? I can eat the same way I do. I can still be sedentary. I can do all the things. I can party on the weekends. All right, what am I going to do with that? There's nothing I can do. And seeing that was greatly disappointing, although not unexpected. So I go to the so-called pat-down, and I think the outrage that the American people have already shown has made an impact that's positive, although it's not at all positive that this is still going on, because the TSA agent made it a point to show me that he was putting on fresh, clean gloves just out of the box. And then he proceeds to do the pat-down, trying to explain it to me almost apologetically, but very embarrassingly. I was almost embarrassed for him, but I had to detach because I was seething with anger as I was having to go through this. But I know if I spoke, I could end up in handcuffs simply for speaking my First Amendment protected rights that are violated by this, and Fourth Amendment rights, protected rights violated by the TSA here. Just because, oh, you traveled, you acquiesce, you're no longer free and sovereign. That's crazy. So he takes it and just basically rubs down my head like he's a beautician washing my hair. Oh, is there anything in that head? I don't have that much hair. You can see it, but he does that. Takes it around the side of your head, around your neck, around your back, literally making sure he touches everything, under your arms, around your back. Yes, getting very close to comfortable, not comfortable places, I should say. In fact, he asked, is there anything I should be aware of as far as sensitive areas of your body? I said, yeah, don't touch my hemorrhoid, hoping that might work to keep him away from that area. No, no such luck. And then he comes around the front, and literally they don't leave any area. It's unbelievable, but back of your hand. Right, okay, let's all go out to a nightclub and use the back of our hand to hit the private parts of other people and then use that as an excuse as they call the police to escort you to prison for molestation. No, it only works for the TSA. Bizarre, bizarre, bizarre. And then on top of that, they finish up and make you sit down, and they have to run their hands on the bottom of your feet, too. And then they run it through to see if there are any explosive residues. Man, this is nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Random checks like this. You know, do it like the Israelis do it. They ask you questions. They look at behavior. That's a whole different realm. But they won't do that because it's not about security. It's about turning everybody into automatons, good little citizens that don't ask questions of their government. Well, darn it, we ask questions here. You ask questions where you are. We've got to restore the republic. The only way is to stop being milk toast wussy Americans and raise up and be the independent, liberty-loving American sovereign human beings that you are. Stop asking for permission where none is required. And say thanks to my friends at Sovereign Silver for making this broadcast possible today, as well as my friends at King Bio and One World Way and ChooseToBeHealthy.com and NordicNaturals.com. Rocking the health world with you every week on GCN. Remember, Monday's coming up, Advanced Medicine Monday, on the Robert Scott Bell Show on Natural News as well. Reminding you, as I always do here, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.